Passive Prospecting. Dominate your market without cold calling, chasing clients, or spending money on ads. By Levi Lassick and Travis Plum. Narrated by Levi Lassick. To view the graphics found in the print and ebook versions of this title, please visit passiveprospecting.com/graphics. Dedicated to my parents, friends, and mentors who have all been an influence in my life, Levi Lassick. To my wife, Sam, and my beautiful children, my friends, my mentors who have been there all along the way to transform my life, and to all those who wish to take their life and business to another level, knowing there is a better, smarter way to make an impact, change lives, and make a lot of money passively. Travis Plum. Forward. Passive Prospecting. Ryan Serhant, CEO of Serhant. There was a time in my career when I felt like I would be stuck doing $2,000 rentals for recent NYU grads who had just landed their first jobs forever. Just a decade later, and I'm the CEO of Serhant. We closed nearly $1.45 billion in sales last year, and this year we're going to hit over $2 billion. How did I go from renting cheap apartments to dozens of people named Emily? I swear every NYU grad was named Emily back then. To the CEO of the most recognized real estate brand in the world? I made a YouTube video. Seriously, it was that simple. You see, I didn't want to sit back and wait for business that was never going to come. I wanted to take action and create a lucrative business for the future version of myself. When Future Ryan found out that the founder of the Discovery Channel had just put his ranch in Colorado on the market for $280 million, he took action. I reached out to the broker and asked if I could come to Colorado and film content for YouTube. He said, sure, whatever you want, but I'm not paying for it. No problem, I said. We'll pay for it. I flew all the way out there, made a 3-part YouTube video about the ranch, and put it out into the world. It was a winning scenario for both sides. For him, the exposure was an answer to the question high-end clients always ask, why aren't you doing more to sell my mansion? For me, it was an opportunity to associate myself with a 9-figure listing. Fast forward in time. A kid in the Middle East whose dad is a multi-billionaire sees the video. This kid's dad happens to have a Park Avenue penthouse he wants to sell. Their representative reaches out to me and suddenly I'm selling their $170 million apartment. They didn't find me because I'm the greatest salesperson in the world. They found me because I made a video that associated my brand with listings at that price point. All of this happened because of my YouTube video. I didn't think of that YouTube video as passive prospecting. That's a name Levi and Travis came up with on their own. But what I did is just what Levi and Travis describe in this book. I created YouTube videos that brought the kind of clients I was looking for to me. You can take it from me. The mindset and process Levi and Travis describe works. The principles and practical guidance they offer in this book aren't limited to real estate. The principles can help transform any business and your life along with it. So, what are you waiting for? Why not become the future you now? Read this book. Buy a copy for a friend. Check out their YouTube channel, Living in Dallas, Texas. If you ever have a chance to see them on stage, go for it. You need to keep your eye on these guys. They're blowing things up. Introduction. The power of passive prospecting. In my first month in the real estate business in Dallas, Texas, December of 2020, my partner, Travis Plum, and I sold 0 homes. It was the same for the first quarter of 2021. 0 homes. But in April of 2021, we closed our first 2 transactions. It wasn't a lot, but it was something. Then things changed, in a big way. Over the next 15 months, we generated 1,696 leads that produced 217 transactions, a conversion rate of 13%. We did over $121 million in sales volume and generated more than $3.6 million in commissions. Throughout that time, there's one number that stayed at 0, our ad spend. We didn't make a single cold call, knock on a single door, or send out a single postcard. And the odds were stacked against us. Between us, Travis and I had decades of experience in sales, but none in real estate. There were nearly 12,000 active real estate agents in Dallas in 2020, many of them well-established. We were new and unknown. According to the National Association of Realtors, 87% of agents fell in 2 years or less. Maybe that's because the average annual income of an agent with no experience in their first 2 years is $8,800. How did we do it?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?